Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, May 5. In Squiz Kids Today, landslide in Aussie election. Thailand's long-haired school kids. It's meteor shower time and 100 men versus a gorilla. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
In electoral terms, it's called a landslide. When one political party dominates an election to such an extent that the opposing side is left dazed, confused, and wondering what went wrong. And that was the outcome of the Australian federal election at the weekend as Anthony Albanese claimed victory and Peter Dutton got bundled out of politics with his tail between his legs. After millions of Aussies trooped off to school halls and community centres on Saturday to cast their votes and maybe scoff a democracy sausage or two, it only took a couple of hours after polling booths had closed for the outcome to become clear. And Albo's Labour Party swept the pool, with experts yesterday predicting they could have as many as 95 seats in the next Australian Parliament, where a party only needs 76 seats to win. So, what does any of this mean for you? It means that Anthony Albanese will be our Prime Minister again, most likely for another 3 years. Poor old Peter Dutton, on the other hand, not only lost the election, but also lost his job, with the search on now for a new opposition leader. And of course, if all of this electioning has whet your appetite and you want to learn more about how our system of government works, jump on over to our website squizkids.com.au and listen to our excellent four-part series, The Sensational World of Civics, all about how elections work and what it means when we elect someone to go and represent us in Canberra. Because it's your democracy and you should know how it works.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Thailand, where school kids will finally be able to grow their hair if they want to. For the past 50 years or so, school kids in Thailand have had to take part in hair-length inspections by their teachers. For boys, they all needed to have buzz cuts. And for girls, everyone had to wear their hair in a short, cropped bob. No ponytails, no pigtails, no braids. But since the law about kids' haircuts was overturned in March, more and more Thai school kids have been letting their hair out. We're not quite talking Rapunzel, but long ponytails for girls are becoming more common, while fades, fringes, and floppy mushroom cuts for boys are becoming all the rage. Imagine having your teacher wander through the classroom with a set of clippers and shaving your head if they thought your hair was too long. Yikes.
Spaced out.
Hands up if you had a shower this morning. Or maybe last night. How about if I told you that tonight and all of this week, you could have yourself a meteor shower? Because the annual light show in the night sky is about to kick off again as the Eta Aquarid meteor shower takes place above our heads. Every year around this time, Earth is peppered with bits of space rock, which, when it encounters our atmosphere, burn up and send meteors streaking across the sky. They'll be visible all week and are expected to peak on Thursday, but you'll need to set your alarm and be ready to get up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. to see them. Yikes! In good news for stargazers, there's no full moon this week, which means the sky is darker and the meteors will be easier to see. And of course, if you happen to live out in the country where there is less light pollution from street lights and city lights, you'll have a much better view too. Happy stargazing.
Believe it or not,
it's the question that has the whole internet buzzing. In a fight between a gorilla and 100 men, who would come out on top? The question was posed on social media last week, and it's since gone viral, with everyone from Elon Musk to Mr. Beast weighing in, with Mr. Beast even jokingly suggesting the competition would make for an excellent new Mr. Beast video challenge, and asked if anyone was up for the challenge. Definitely not me. One animal expert, though, gave his own opinion on the matter to news outlets over the weekend, suggesting that A, gorillas are actually gentle creatures, and B, if every one of the 100 men were committed and acted together in unison, they would very likely smother and overcome the gorilla. So there you go. Science has spoken. And that also means that I've won the bet with my son. That's 1 point to Dad.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the bloke who won the Australian federal election at the weekend to become our Prime Minister again. Yes, that's right. His name is Anthony Albanese. Question number two. In which country can school kids now grow their hair out? Yeah, that's right. It's in Thailand. Question number three. Mr. Beast has weighed into a debate that's gone viral on the internet as to who would win a battle between 100 men and what particular animal. Yeah, that's right. It's a gorilla.
Shoutouts.
It's Monday, May 5. Today is World Hand Hygiene Day, so make sure you wash them well today. And it's also World Laughter Day, because laughter just makes every day better. Today is also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Davina from Oran Park, Amelia from Wagga Wagga, Indy from Glen Huon, Sophia from Baulkham Hills, Asher from Surrey Hills, Caleb from Curry Curry, Mark W. from South Ripley, Austin from Killarney Heights, and Amelia, who's listening all the way over there in Wellington, New Zealand. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Celeste from Wollstonecraft, Sebastian from Hornsby Heights, Sebastian from Coromandel Valley, Hugh from North Mead, Jet, Marley, Henry, Mason and Lily, who are all from Curry Curry, and finally, a special belated shoutout to Jacob from Narrabeen, whom we accidentally missed last month. Sorry, Jacob. Classroom shoutouts today go to grades 4, 5 and 6 with Miss M at Guonong Primary School. Classes 9.2 and 9.3 at Champion Bay Senior High School in Geraldton, and Class 5 Blue with Mrs. K at Holy Spirit Curry Curry Primary School. And here's a special promotion for the month of May. We're introducing a new Classroom Shoutouts promotion. If you send in your classroom shoutout in the month of May, your class will go into the draw to have me pay a virtual visit. Yes, that's right. I'll beam into the classroom of one lucky school that submits its classroom shout-out this month. And I might have a book pack under my arm to give away to you too. Otherwise, don't forget if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new shortcut on the making of a pope. As cardinals from the Catholic Church gather in Rome this week to choose a new pope, we've created an excellent shortcut explaining how it all works and why. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.